Yes, David.
So I wonder if you believe in preseason hype.
Did you just go falsetto on us?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I was about to say, his voice cracked.
Kenny, can you pull that for me? I just would like to explore that after this segment. Thank you.
I don't know what that was, but...
You just went soul glow on us.
Yes, let yo. So there is some training camp hype coming out of here, and I'm a little shocked by it.
Okay.
It's a quarterback that we didn't see have a great college career. His name is Spencer Rattler.
Ah, yes.
He got drafted by the New Orleans Saints. Apparently, he's having a great camp. But what I read here is a writer for the Saints that covers the Saints saying he could be the next Drew Brees.
Okay. Oh, right.
What are we doing here?
Looks like somebody needed some clicks on their article. Look, I treat training camp like I treat the NCAA. I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not going to go that far. If you want to support the point that it's plausible, he has immense pedigree. He was a five-star recruit. He was the number one QB in America. He was also a guy that was not very well liked at certain points of his career by teammates.
Nobody went to his birthday party.
Kind of, especially if you watch the show QB1. Mm-hmm. I digress. I'm not buying, Rico.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's the thing.
You are buying.
No, maybe. I could take a look at the stock. I may not buy it, but I'm going to read it over. Here's why, David. Because of everything that Mike said, but the best thing that happened to that kid was he got humbled. He pretty much got ran out of Oklahoma, ended up going and finished his career at South Carolina, and he learned how to be a quarterback. He learned all the things that he just took for granted. So maybe that made him a better man and a better quarterback, so we'll see what happens. He has all the tools. He has all the intangibles, but can he put it together? Because he had an arrogant streak like nobody's business. And Mike, I've told you, you know, whose records he beat in high school? Who else went to that high school that he went to?
What high school did he go to?
I believe it was it Highland?
Oh, Texas. Stafford?
No.
Who?
Lewerke.
No.
Yeah. Same high school.
Wow.
He's so facetious.
Like, okay, then. Let's move over to the preseason strategy here.
What's your favorite Dave Yurema highlights? All right, let's go.
Because teams are deciding to do different things. They have different strategies for who plays. I just saw Kansas City's going to play their starters for the entire quarter. Panthers announced Bryce Young won't play on Thursday, which you need more action, Bryce Young. You need to play.
He needs help.
Jaden Daniels is set to start for the Commanders in their first preseason game on Saturday.
Yeah.
So what is the best strategy when you have young quarterbacks and young receiver, like, what do you do with these guys?
If I have an offensive line, then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play you for a quarter. Bryce Young, we didn't get you an offensive line this year, son. Maybe this Christmas, daddy will make enough money to go out and buy you some players. But until then, I can't put Bryce Young out there. He's going to get the hell beat out of him in the season. Let's just wait a few weeks before that happens. Take a breath, sit on the sideline, put on the headset, grab a clipboard. We'll let somebody else take all the abuse.
I think it's case by case. I'm with Rico. Like, look, if Jared Goff, he doesn't need to play. Lions have a number of established star players. I'm bubble wrapping them. I'm just not doing it. Now, you have to live with the results. You may end up with a few more soft tissue injuries early on. Mm-hmm. You may not look crisp in the month of September.
A lot of interceptions, timing issues in games 1 and 2.
But it's risk reward. And I want to start my season with my guys healthy. So I lean no thank you.
Well, that leads me to Kenny Cott, who sits next to me every day. Because, Mike, I'm sure you're not going to watch preseason.
No.
Rico, you're not going to watch preseason. I don't care about watching preseason games. But one, Kenny Cott just admitted to me today that he's excited to watch the Lions tomorrow, and he doesn't really know why.
All right.
I feel like I'm in need of therapy. You guys have known me for 4+5 years or so now, and I'm usually the very first person to say, preseason, it doesn't mean anything. I'm going to draw no conclusions from it. I'm 0% excited. For some reason, sitting next to David today, I was thinking to myself, man, I'm really fired up about tomorrow, and I can't figure out why.
Let me help you with this, Kenny. You're fired up for the same reason why they were able to charge and preseason camp was sold out.
Mm.
It's It's the hangover. You want to keep riding that train because as Lions fans, you've never been here before. And you want to keep this thing going. You want to buy another round of drinks for everybody. You don't want this party to end. So whether it's preseason or not, it's Lions football, and it brings great memories. Not good memories, great memories.
So I'm rallying. This is my hair of the dog the next morning. We're coming back.
Yes.
Let me give you just a PSA. Here's how this is going to go. Oh, you're fine. You can be excited. Enjoy yourself. You're going to hunker down. Maybe you'll order that ethnically insensitive pizza you always like. No comment. We're not talking about Hungry Howie's. No, Hungry Howie's does a great job.
The Kenny, guy with the hat and the
Kenny
mustache.
Has an off-brand place closer to his house. The point I make is... Kenny will sit down with his insensitive pizza, and about four snaps into it, it's going to hit him. What the hell am I doing with my life?
That's why I didn't watch the Hall of Fame game, is because I felt like that's exactly what would happen.
It will.
And I was right not to watch it.
It's going to happen to you again.
Cheer for Hendon Hooker. Let's go! Let's go!
You got to be a real sick ticket to get excited about preseason ball.
Hendon Hooker to DPJ.
All right, Kenny, you got a problem. You can fix it. All right, Rico, you talked about wanting to run it back. Well, let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagle, because there's a report out here on the relationship between Sirianni and Hurts. Quote, it is fractured and unhealthy. The reason why I say running back is because they lost their coordinator, offensive and defensive coordinator, and Hurts wanted to have more autonomy because of that. In the offense in 2023, Sirianni basically wanted to run it back, saying, we went to the Super Bowl in 2022, let's just keep everything the same. At one point in this report, it says that players didn't know who was calling plays. They didn't know what route to run, what protection to run. It was all over the place. Are the Eagles done?
I mean, I hear Connor Stallions is looking for a job. He can help you out. Are the Eagles done? They're splintered.
Quarterback and coach are fractured.
They don't. This is when people, I tell people, sometimes the elite teams know how to handle success. The Eagles didn't. That's why I kudos to the Chiefs. No matter all the different things that happen, they can remain focused, they can go out there, and they can win. The Eagles, this is a problem. So unless you're going to give Jalen Hurts, you know, say-so in the offense, it's probably going to go this same way. And when you come out and I hear Sirianni say, well, there's no problem. If you have to address the media that there's no problem, there is a problem.
I think both the Eagles and Niners are done, and that's why the Lions own the NFC.
Why did the Niners just take a stray?
I was waiting on your response.
Like, how did the Niners just take a stray?
Because I felt like it.
Okay.
And that is in football today.
Unbelievable.